Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic looks at loving God's Word. We'll be right back with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From Ritual to Relationship, Encountering God Through His Word, by Rachel Adams. I didn't start going to church until I was a preteen. During one of the first church services I attended, I remember watching the people in the congregation worship, pray, and belt out an occasional amen. I was fascinated by these activities, but I was also perplexed, even a little uncomfortable. Not long after I visited a women's Bible study, I observed and listened in bewilderment at what sounded like a foreign language. I didn't understand the Christian terms that seemed so familiar to everyone else in attendance. My lack of comprehension was evidenced by my failure to complete the study. Years later, I found that Bible study booklet in my bookcase. Flipping through its pages, I discovered the preteen me had only completed two of the days. Looking back, I see how patient God was with me. He slowly gave me opportunities to get to know Him as I was ready. I went to vacation Bible schools, youth groups, and Sunday morning services, but I don't recall ever reading His Word regularly on my own until I had my son. Having a child jolted me awake from my spiritual slumber. I wanted to be a good steward of what God had entrusted to me. So, in the quiet of my newborn's nursery, while rocking him to sleep, I began to have my first consistent quiet time with the Lord. I came before the Lord as a spiritual infant, opening my heart to Him as I opened the pages of His Word. And as I did, it was as if He sat cradling and rocking me in His loving arms, just as I cradled my son. Around this time, a friend invited me to a Bible study. I hadn't attended a group study since the one I attempted as a preteen. But even though I still had to look at the table of contents to find each book of the Bible, I finished the study this time. Being surrounded by a community of women who could answer my questions and with whom I could discuss God's Word was exactly what I needed. Eventually, our women's Bible study group began attending Christian women's conferences in stadiums and arenas. I sat and sometimes stood, overcome with emotion and in awe of the Lord. I was fascinated, but I was no longer perplexed because I had now experienced God's presence for myself. The passion of the worship teams and the speakers were contagious. I was inspired by the way that they could quote scripture and recall passages of the Bible with such confident assurance. I wanted what they had. On the way home from one of these conferences, a friend of mine and I were talking about how, while we enjoyed and valued reading about and listening to other people's encounters with the Lord, we wanted to get to know Him for ourselves. Not just through the secondhand accounts that we had received up to that point. With this realization, my friend and I decided to read only the Bible for the following year. So each morning of the next year, I gathered my Bible, notebook, pen, and a cup of coffee, and I sat with my Savior. To be honest, there were times when it was more of a discipline than a desire. Some days I would sit dumbfounded, unsure how portions of Scripture applied to me. Other days I would sit astounded at how every word seemed to be written just for me in my current situation. Over time, my motive shifted. Reading the Bible became less about how it pertained to me and more about getting to know God. Without fail, when I would show up, He would show up within those black, white, and sometimes red lettered pages. Whether I needed hope, encouragement, or correction, I received my daily bread. Slowly but surely, what began as a religious ritual became a relationship. In our earthly relationships, the more time we spend with someone, the closer we feel to them. On the other hand, if we go days or even years without conversation or seeing them, they begin to feel distant. We drift away emotionally and don't feel as connected as we once did. The same is true of the Lord. It takes intention and effort on our part to open the pages of His Word. But I have discovered that when I make being present with Him a priority, His presence is evident to me throughout the rest of my day. His words enter my mind when I need reminding, guiding, or correcting. His word has never returned void. Now, not only do I want to spend time with Him, I want to become more like Him. Because truthfully, the Bible isn't just about receiving information. It is for our transformation. While we want to increase our knowledge of Him, the true purpose is to apply what we learn, to not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, so that others may come to know, love, and seek to be like Him too. Intersecting faith and life. How has your love for God's word grown over time? In what ways has His word never returned void? I pray as you continue with the discipline of opening Scripture that your time with Him becomes your greatest delight. For further reading, visit James chapter 1, verse 22, John chapter 1, verse 1, and Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andrus, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.